This is Tower Talk, a League of Legends podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another fantastic edition of Tower Dive. I am nothing clever to say, Captain Hooks, and with me, as always, is even less clever to say, Pan the Man.
Hey.
What's
that's
up?
That's not nice.
Listen, if I'm going to self-deprecate myself, I'm bringing you down with me like the Titanic.
That's not self-deprecation. That's just being mean.
Whatever. Potato, potato.
Tomato, tomato. Yeah.
That's so,
I hear Riot Games going to be up in your neck of the woods, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
MSG?
Yeah, Madison Square Garden. Yeah.
Team Liquid's having a hangout there.
I know. I heard Team Liquid was going to have a meetup. It's like Liquid, like the actual guy, and like Nijaki's going to be there, and Piglet.
You're going to go hang out with your best buddy special?
No. No, probably not so much. No.
Okay. You don't want his autograph?
I don't want, no. No.
Have you seen some of these pros'
his
autographs?
Are like this. Oh. It's like they never learned how to write.
They just write X special imprint.
It's like my daughter writing. She draws a big O. This is my name. Yeah. I saw there was that episode of that basketball player who, like, professional basketball player who plays League of Legends really wanted to meet Voyboy. So Voyboy signed a poster and printed Voyboy.
I could have done that.
He meets him and he goes, "Hey, I'm so and so. Oh, you're Voyboy. Yeah, what's your real name? Jodat. Can I just call you Voyboy? Yes." that was the exchange that they had. Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
We are all just awkward nerds.
They are really awkward. Yeah. Nerds. God love them.
Nobody else will.
But it's funny. I just feel bad sometimes. I feel bad because the awkwardness is...
It's real.
It's incredibly uncomfortable looking to witness it like a real person.
Yeah, and you can't go a split without an awkward missed high five.
Or like a handshake fist. Where you're like, I'm going to do this.
It's like a weekly basis, like, awkward hand 5 week.
Like in the North American scene, the coolest guy is very clearly Afromu.
Yeah.
Very clearly the coolest guy in all of North American League of Legends is Afromu. After that, it's a stark drop-off. You're like, you're here, and you're... I mean, as cool as Cutie Pie thinks he is, he's a pretty uncool-looking guy. He's pretty nerdy.
At least he's chill.
He smokes a lot of weed.
He has to.
He does.
Can't play that much solo queue and have that positive of a demeanor.
And you can't have his personality just exudes weed.
So
you
chill.
You can almost smell it when you watch his stream.
Yeah.
When they invent nose vision.
I don't want that.
Then you're going to get contact high. Going to get everyone high.
Right.
So speaking of NA...
North America, bitch.
So playoffs, baby, playoffs.
Yeah,
playoffs.
I don't get that joke.
It's a football thing.
Okay.
It's right over your head. Just go look up Jim Mora playoffs.
I don't watch on
the YouTubes.
I don't watch the footballs.
It's not. It was a post game.
Or the hand eggs.
Like a post hand eggs.
Hand egg.
Oh, football.
Football.
Hand egg.
That's
so...
Because the ball is egg-shaped, and you carry it in your hand.
Right.
Hand egg.
Yeah. That's a terrible joke. If I did more editing on this show...
I don't think it's a joke. I think it's what people call it.
If I was doing more editing on this show, I would take that right out, but don't care.
Making the cut.
Staying in there. That one made it. Snuck it in. Like we didn't even realize it.
The standards. Ever so high.
Ever so high. We run a very tight ship.
We do.
So playoffs, like I said.
Yes.
We have our finals set. Spoiler alert for those who are not paying attention. But if you're not paying attention, you probably shouldn't be watching/listening to this. Because you're going to get information that you didn't find on your own.
Yeah.
Which maybe that's why you're listening to it.
And some information that you probably didn't want.
So instead of spoiler alert, it's like spoiler alert.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
My favorite part of the show.
I didn't know what had happened.
Yeah.
So, TSM versus CLG.
It's happening. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, you see, I'm smiling. Look.
Ready for it? CLG!
Look, I'm smiling.
CLG! This is happening. Faith Age.
This is...
See, CLG is like Goku when he's fighting Frieza.
So they just talk a lot?
They power
up for 12 episodes?
They got their hands in the air, and we all...
Do they wave them around like they just don't care?
No, they do care. They care very much.
Deeply.
You gotta send them your energy to make the spirit bomb so that they can beat, you know, the evil overlord TSM.
Is TSM Frieza?
TSM is Frieza in this metaphor. Oh,
I feel like if TSM was... I feel like if I was gonna have to compare TSM to a DBZ villain...
Ghidorah.
I would guess Garlic Jr.
Garlic Jr.? No, I think it's Ghidorah.
Isn't it Dodoria?
Is it Dodoria?
Is that the big fat one?
The fat pink
one. With the lips? With like the really luscious lips?
Yeah.
Creepy.
Right? Dodoria? Dodora?
I think it's Dodoria.
I would think of Deborah for the name. That's the devil guy.
Yes, Darbora.
Yeah.
That's a little later.
Anyways, they're the fat pink one.
Great. We just stepped up our nerd card No, Dodoria is the fat one.
Yeah, the fat one. Yeah, with the little pink horns.
Oh, were they little pink horns?
He was all pink. And little, like a spiky...
Oh, yeah, like yeah, one of
those,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
one
yeah.
of those stinky fruits, durians.
Like stinky fruits.
Durians.
This show has started off awesome so far.
We have gone down a road.
Jump the shark. So, so TSM is the stinky fruit. Yeah. And CLG is Goku. I still think it's Garlic Jr. versus... And to really call CLG Goku, like at best, CLG is Yamcha.
If we're going to stick
with the GBZ referencing here, this is Yamcha versus Garlic Jr. on an unaired episode.
They're definitely Krillin. I mean, come on.
Well, Krillin dies
exactly.
a lot.
But he always makes it for a while.
I was going to say it's Yamcha because you always think Yamcha is going to be a really good fighter. And in the end, he's just a regular dude who hangs out with really strong people.
Just a regular fighter.
He's just like, I just know this guy. Like, you know, I don't really fight that well.
He's got that one wolf,
get the scar.
Wolf fist, wolf paw. What's his move?
I don't know.
Wolf something.
What's his move? I don't know. Call Goku? Is that his move? Is that his move?
555 Goku.
555 Goku. Help! I look like you. People keep mistaking me for you. I wear the same costume as you, and we have the same hair. But I've got the scar.
Help!
But I don't really do anything.
I can't even fly.
So that's the TSM CLG matchup. That's what we have ready for us.
Yamcha
versus
Garlic
Jr. Here it comes. Get ready for it. More importantly. You have the third place matchup, which is actually a pretty tantalizing matchup with Team Impulse versus Team Liquid.
Yeah, could be a good match.
That is a much more alluring a battle between two titans. That is Goku versus Vegeta.
No, it's third place matches.
That is Piccolo against Zarbomb.
You know what? I think it's close to like a Tien versus Nappa.
Tien?
No
way.
Three-eyed.
It's Chiaosu versus Android 16. More important.
Who just self-destructs.
It's a special move. He kills himself. It's a terrible move. But more importantly, that's actually the match that I will be at.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you're listening... watching, interested, I will be around MSG passing out business cards, I guess. I don't know.
That's all we got.
Yeah, it's
we
all
don't
we
have
got.
Any cool merch.
No, I don't have, I'll shake your hand and I'll take a picture with you if you really want to.
You can sign something.
I'll sign whatever you want. I'll sign boobs, man boobs, woman boobs.
Any boobs.
I'm a boob non-discerner.
Yeah. Bellies? We do bellies.
I'll sign bellies. I'll make a sick, like, I'll give you a tattoo.
Yeah. And you have an actual signature, too.
I have an actual signature. I'm not just going to print my name like I'm in third grade. What's your name? Oh, my name's Captain Hooks.
Which way does the S go again?
Hooks. Well, I should probably work on that signature. Because yeah. Nobody's going to want me to sign my real name. Be like, ah, here you go. What the fuck is... Who are you? What is this? It's ruined. You just ruined my Teemo hat.
Son of a bitch.
You motherfucker. I do deserve it.
No, for ruining the Teemo hat. You wear a Teemo hat.
Well, if you wear the Teemo hat, you deserve you're the better hat than ruined. That. Yeah, I won't wear the Teemo hat.
Don't wear the Teemo hat.
I won't wear the Teemo hat. If I do... If somebody asks me to sign a Teemo hat, I'll sign it, but I will draw a dick on it. It's not going to be a big dick. I'm not going to take up a 3/4 of the Teemo hat, but right. I will sign my name, and at the end of it, there will be... It'll be a little wiener.
Little dick.
Because you kind of deserve it.
A little bit.
Not a lot. I'll sign a Lulu hat, and it'll be dick-free.
Yeah.
I will high-five you. We will take pictures. We will selfie.
What about a Corky hat?
Oh, yeah, dude, totally.
With the goggles I'll
twirl the mustache. Yeah. I'll wear the hat in the picture if somebody
wants
me to.
Give it a little smooch on the nose.
There you go. I'll lipstick it up, and I'll kiss it. That'd be weird.
That's what people really want. You guys start charging for that. Well, $5 for smooching.
That's the extra charge or upcharging. Yeah. You know, listen, you don't sell. You don't just give the cow. You don't give the milk away.
Yeah.
You know, you just, you know.
You got to have the $3.99 DLC.
Why buy the cow when you get the sex for free?
Gross.
So, yeah. So, CLG beat Team Impulse 3-0.
Yeah.
Not interesting game.
No.
Impulse looked okay for a little bit, but eventually just couldn't keep up with the game. It looked
CLG
like
looked good.
Well, yeah, CLG played very well.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. They looked good. It just Impulse just didn't. The flow of the game sort of passed them by as I was watching it. It felt
Rush didn't really ever get going.
They kept them. They kept them in check pretty well.
Yeah,
and I mean Gate played okay.
Fine.
Okay. There was really nothing. There was really They really kept Impact in check is what they did. That was the big thing. And I think that was what really affected Rush's game because Rush ganks top a lot, and that's where he gets a lot of kills through.
Yeah. And... Who would have thought that getting a player of Zion Spartan's caliber and then letting him carry on carry-type champions would have been a good idea?
Why
would
have
thought that?
Nobody, it's the best-kept American secret.
Yeah. Right?
Is get a carry top
I'm
later.
I'm glad they finally figured it out. You
and
know?
Actually let him play.
It's a lot of work.
That's a lot of scouting reports.
Sweet strats.
That's a lot of like scouting reports, secret things, quiet, scary stuff, man. Scary stuff.
Nobody knew that you can have a carry top lane.
Nope.
It's not a thing.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Ah.
So, and then TSM played Team Liquid, and that was, I was really hoping it was going to be a better game. Listen, I have no love for Liquid. If you go back to the annals of our show.
Annals.
I said that on purpose. If you go back to the annals of Tower Dive, you will know that the Team Liquid has no love. I don't care if they hide their Team Curse name behind this new Team Liquid moniker that they have.
It made it worse for me, actually.
I've got nothing for it. I got no love for them, but they were playing Team Solo Mid, a.k.a. TSM.
Garlic Jr.
Garlic Jr. A.k.a. Garlic Jr. And, yeah... There are no winners in this game. Only assholes.
just a fistful of assholes.
Yeah. But the thing is, TSM actually looked good. They actually looked like TSM of weeks and weeks and weeks ago, before they looked like they had forgotten how to play the game, like a team without a strategy.
Yep.
They managed to execute actual. Things.
Actual strengths.
They were setting plays, it looked like.
Which seems really strange considering what just recently happened a few weeks ago. Those two conflicting things. What happened a few weeks ago about the whole Loco Doco Rudgy finacle.
That Loco Doco is now just a figurehead.
He's just a guy.
He's just Queen Elizabeth. He's not running England. Reggie's the Prime Minister, apparently. He's running the show.
Ban and porno.
What?
That's what the Prime Minister of England tried to do. Ban porno from the internet.
I thought you meant Reggie wasn't allowing anyone on TSM to watch porn.
You know, I wonder what the rules are in that house. I mean, they're not allowed to be on, like, Twitter or Facebook or Reddit.
That's not best. You know? Porn isn't any of that.
I don't really want to go down this road.
This is a slippery slope.
I don't
want to
talk about
Dyrus'
masturbation schedule.
And now you've gone too far away. And now we've gone to a place that I never wanted to go.
It's a nightmarish.
Thank you very much.
Realm.
Eventually, I will have to go to sleep tonight.
The
and it's
rusty socks and Dyrus' bunk.
Dude, on a side note, and I'm not going to get into, I'm not going to get into this, but seriously, how bad must be living in those houses? Like, it's like eight dudes, because you figure it's the team.
Yeah.
And, like, coaches slash analysts.
Does Reggie live there? Surely Reggie has.
I'm saying probably Reggie lives there, too. So, it's none of them have girlfriends. Reggie might.
Is that true?
Wasn't Reggie dating, like, an underage Asian girl?
I don't remember. I don't keep track of the player's social lives.
I don't, or lack thereof. I mean, you can just put Twitch on. There's their social life.
That's true.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You could, for 12 and a half hours, like, you don't have time for a girlfriend unless she's sitting behind you. Nope. No women.
Hmm.
So,
gross.
So TSM CLG, your money's on CLG, I'm assuming.
My money's always on CLG.
Yeah, that's why you don't have a lot of money.
You know what? I've never been good with financials.
I'm not. I don't consider myself a smart gambler.
That's why I didn't become a banker or a riverboat poker player.
Is that a real job?
Riverboat casinos? Like riverboat gambler?
Are those real things?
I think it's a real thing.
Is that like
is
that something like you can do now?
Or, up and down the Mississippi.
Or are you hoping to have found this job in like the 1920s?
The 1850s.
The turn of the century when riverboat gambling was a thing?
People don't do that?
I don't think so.
You don't get in the paddle boats up and down.
I feel like if you started that as your career today, like Sean Connery?
Mississippi?
The Mississippi River.
Mississippi.
So, yeah, I'm just going to let that one go. So, TSM and CLG is the finals. Yay,
yeah. I hope. I really just hope they're good games.
I want to see I want to see both go five.
Yeah.
One, because this third place game that I'm going to, I don't want to have spent the money I spent on that ticket only for it to go three games and that be it.
Yeah.
And then what am I going to do? Oh, well, I guess now I'm going to try and hang out with the Koreans on Team Impulse.
Sure, that sounds fun.
Me and
I'm
Apollo.
I'm sure they're great conversationalists.
Me and Apollo are going to be besties after this. Did you know
that? He follows us on Twitter.
That was Adrian.
Oh, and he follows us on Twitter.
He doesn't anymore.
Oh,
I don't know why. I never understood the unfollowing of people on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, apparently we were just cluttering up his Twitter feed.
Yeah, with our total
37 tweets.
We actually have significantly more than
that. It's more than that.
It's 298. Oh, we're totally close. I was about to make tweet number 299 right before we started.
Tweet number 299.
That means 300 is going to have to be, like, legit.
It's going
to
be a big one.
Wow, you want to know what's really funny about that? Tweet 300 is coming up, and my tweet was going to be referencing 300.
Hey.
But that was completely
spoilers.
Unplanned. Well, now
spoilers.
I can't do it because I have to make tweet 300 has to be it.
You ruined it.
Because I was going to say, tonight we record our show. You know, like tonight we dine in heck.
I think I'm glad you didn't tweet
I'm glad I left it there. Yeah, I didn't do it. I didn't do it because
I
like it.
Like that's going to be missed on a
it
lot
It would
of
be
people.
Completely missed. I would have to have a gif of him saying that.
Yeah.
So you could forget. It's like, because that's we dine in heck.
Yeah. Heck? Really? Hell.
No, it's always, you always reference PG-300. Tonight we died in heck.
Brush your teeth. This is Cake Town.
Yeah, this is... The best is that they added where it's like, this is Cake Town. It's so obviously overdubbed.
Yeah, it's the whole point.
I know, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
What also, speaking of amazing, the Europe... Ian.
The what?
European? Europe, Ian. European finals, Origin versus Fnatic.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a stomp.
Well, Fnatic is fucking just stomps everybody they play.
I
want to point out...
a 3-0. I wouldn't be surprised to see...
I think it's going to be a 3-0. I think they're going to 3-0 them. I don't think they're going to lose at all.
They could drop a game. I mean, they might drop a game just for funsies, just to...
I don't think they want to drop anything for funsies. At this point, I think the only loss that they want to have to come, have it be against SKT in the World Championship.
That's the only loss.
That's the only loss that they're willing to accept.
They're going to go undefeated from beginning of Summer Split to end of Worlds.
Can you... Wait, hold on. Now, let's just... Before we talk about the European playoffs for a moment... Can we just dream for a hot minute?
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine if Fnatic won Worlds
and
didn't lose a single game from the beginning of the Summer Split?
I mean, that's like
winning world
record quality. I mean, that's like,
well, they've already set a world record.
Like, but that's League a of big Legends. One.
Yeah,
you know.
Could you imagine?
That's something you get a stadium named after.
Can you imagine the European hype? That I would if you're Fnatic, you never play another game after that.
No,
you hang it up. You don't even build your League of Legends team. That is it. You are now bronze statues,
right?
Somewhere, just the five guys, and I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
What Reddit would do.
That'd
be
on par with like Miracle on Ice
or like the 16-0 season in a football.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things, like an unattainable. Sports glory.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of. It's not going to happen. Let's be fair. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
But it can.
I think the worst part of that was we would never hear the end of it.
Well, I think at that point...
EU being better than NA.
Well, could you really make an argument to say it otherwise at that point?
Well, it's Fnatic's the exception. They're the outlier. They're not representative of all of EU.
If you have a team start a split... And then they don't lose, and they win Worlds. Your region's better.
It doesn't make the region better.
I think it does.
Makes that team better.
With players from that region.
It's like saying, you know...
It is.
I don't really have a metaphor.
Because it's nothing. Because it doesn't work. Because nothing works.
It's worse than EU.
Because nothing. None of that. Yeah. None of that works. There's no way around it.
I don't have any clever.
I can't.
No clever double speak.
I can't defend this. if Fnatic, and listen, that's why we're not really worried about that. But if Fnatic goes Summer Split and O, up through Worlds,
there better be a fucking statue of them erected somewhere. With big boners.
Yeah, that would be... first of all, America would have to shut down on Twitter or Reddit for a few days on the League of Subreddit.
You'd
have to just shut it down for a few days. Just give them Reddit for a few days to really just gloat. And, I mean, just really do your thing. Because you earned it. It's not going to happen. But if it does, wow, that show is going to be... Our show is going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
I will speak with an English accent the whole show.
Really?
We'll have to do a European themed show.
I will. I don't do a good European accent.
We'll figure out something for you to do. Maybe we'll just have you dress like something funny and European.
Like
maybe
what?
We'll, like a beret and like one of those lined shirts. You'll be a Frenchman. You'll be so as.
Okay.
Because he's French.
Is that racist?
No, because French isn't a race.
Okay.
It's a nationality.
I don't want to offend anybody.
Is that racist?
You
might offend the French, but if you offend the French, it doesn't matter because nobody cares what they think.
I gotcha. Okay, good. I just want to make sure, you know, I'm on the right side of history on this.
No, Santorin, it's the last day at the gym before he goes to New York, by the way. He's going to get the maximum out of it.
Yeah. You got to do them squats.
Same thing for Kobe. He just
Kobe.
Said, I went as well. I want to meet Kobe. I want to meet Rivington.
You know, I want to meet Rivington, but I'm not going.
No,
I'm telling you, man, you got to get behind the caster desk and start lobbing up those business cards.
I'm going to make little airplanes. Little corky planes.
Yeah.
So, but back to the...
Who was it? Oh, sorry, just
no,
to...
No,
while we're talking about
thought,
Kobe
finish
and the
thought,
casters.
Finish thought.
Did you read that thing about Jat?
Which one? His response to that?
His twit longer about Easy Hoon? No. Who do you tweet about? Anyway, someone like has been misquoting this tweet that I think Thorin tweeted, and Thorin's tweet was totally wrong. And whenever like something that happens, it turns into this gross meme. And I love that chat always has this big long post like this should not be a meme. And I just want to chime in with leave Jad alone. That's all I ever want to do.
Leave Jad alone.
He's a talented caster. He knows what he's talking about. Leave him alone.
I do enjoy Jad.
Yeah, I like all the North American casters.
I like all the European casters that aren't Quickshot.
Yeah.
I don't not but, like... I think Quickshot's a fine person. He's not a great caster.
He's not a bad caster.
He's just...
By any means.
I feel like his information... He just ham-hands everything.
And it's always in the middle.
He never says anything. He'll never say, this team sucks.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they're allowed to.
He won't say they made a mistake either.
He'll justify... that's why I like Crepo. Because Crepo is so...
And officio.
Yeah. Well, Monty's in Korea. Doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
He's allowed to do that kind of stuff. Crepo hasn't done the job long enough. So when he's critical, he's like accidentally critical.
Yeah.
DeFicio just doesn't give a fuck. DeFicio's like, you are terrible. What are you doing? I think this is a terrible pick. I think you're a terrible team. Quit the game, uninstall, and then kill yourself. Like, whoa, DeFicio, we're live.
Calm down, pump the brakes.
Shut up, Quickshot. You know, it's...
My problem with Quickshot is even when it's like a total raffle stomp, he won't... like, maybe they're going to come back right
now. Look at the play by Fizz! The play by Fizz with the almost kill of Yasuo's 21-4! Shut up. He wasn't going to kill him ever. He was never going to die. Never at risk.
I think, he's really just trying to make every single game exciting.
And I can appreciate
that. And that's admirable.
I appreciate that. I don't not like Quickshot. I think he's a fine person. He's trying to be unbiased. He's trying to show no bias. But it's to the point where his lack of bias makes him look ridiculous when the games are so clearly set in stone.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I really wasn't paying attention to his casting, if he even did any of the Fnatic games. I just sort of just watched the game, just keyed on them, was doing other things while I was watching. None of those games were close. There's not a single moment in any of those games. The closest they were was when the game started and it was 0-0. That was when the last time any of those games were close. They beat Unicorns of Love so bad that they're going to feel it next split. It was awful.
Ow.
Yeah. It was... awful. Like, to the point where the only thing you could say about it is the Unicorns of Love lost.
The end.
That is the only...
You can't even get good analysis out of it.
The analysis...
They just lost.
Yeah, it's just... That was a world champion team beating a bronze fives team.
Oh, ouch.
That's what it looked like. They were just so ridiculously... overmatched in every single game. It was 3-0. Fine. Let's see. Game one, 26 minutes. Game two, 31 minutes.
Jeez.
Game three, 27 minutes.
Oh my god. That's insane.
Game one, 16-2, 11 towers to zero. Game two
makes my butthole clench.
Game two, 15-7, 8 towers to 2.
Hey, I mean, 7 kills. That's not bad.
Game three, 17-3, 10 towers to 5.
That's rough. Hey, 5 towers though. Look, they were improving.
In 3 games, they got 7 towers.
How many towers are there in one game?
11. They were out towered. Let's see, 11. 19, 29-7 in 3 games.
That's rough.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful. Just every game was worse than the next. You're just watching this going, what? Why is this game? Just surrender. Please, just quit. FF at 20.
You got to play out the games.
Nah, these games you didn't have to. And some of the deaths that they had... like, they were, like, at the end when they're killing the Nexus, like, flashing into the bases and stuff. Or chasing down a kill of a guy into the Nexus, and we don't even care.
Yeah.
That was, like, those were some of the deaths. So they don't even count. They're not even real deaths. If you get a kill, and your team is down 14 kills, and they're killing the Nexus, and you kill a guy, that does not count. You did not kill him. He let you. Because he was dancing. That's what he did. So yeah. so that was Fnatic's.
Well, it's practice against style,
practice you know, against UOL. Oh, I agree. Yeah. But that was their practice game against UOL, you know, to prepare them for Worlds.
A little warm up.
Didn't prepare them for shit.
No.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
And then the Origin H2K games weren't quite as. I mean, were
they closer?
They were, but they weren't. I mean, the one game that H2K won, they actually won pretty handily. It was 21-9, 11 towers to 4. That was like the, you know, Origin requisite dropping of a game.
Yeah.
But the games that they won, that Origin won, like here, quick one, 34 minutes, 18-5.
I mean, that's a stomp.
That's a stomp.
Yeah.
41 minutes. This was the one that game that was actually seemingly close. It was 11-5 in kills. 10 towers to 6. So that was a close game.
Yeah.
And Origin even lost a ban. Scratch that. They chose not to ban in that game.
Really?
Yeah.
What is,
because
they give you a reason why?
Because they wanted to keep Sivir, Kalista, and Thresh away from H2K.
Uh-huh.
But left up Kalista for the first pick.
But they're not... If
they
they're
picked
pick...
first. They picked Kalista right. first. So okay. they wanted to get... They didn't... So they banned Sivir and Thresh.
I see. And they wanted,
Wanted Kalista. So they weren't going to ban anybody because they were picking Kalista and we're banning Sivir and Thresh. And this was our strategy.
But surely there's somebody else to ban.
H2K banned Vayne after they banned Sivir.
Okay.
So that left them with Tristana.
I mean, but ban jungler.
They didn't care. Their strategy was that they did
it's
their...
It's weird.
It's weird, but it worked. I mean, they won.
I guess so.
That was the game they won. The game that they lost... That was a close... It wasn't really that close.
That was H2K's strategy to not ban.
Well, no. Origin.
Origin.
Origin
okay.
didn't ban. That was Origin's strategy. The game H2K won, which was the next game... that was the 21-9 one, where Hjarnan played Corki and played very well.
Hjarnan typically plays well.
He has been kind of off and on later this season. But then the final game, it just wasn't good. It wasn't great.
Well, now we have Fnatic versus Origin. You think Fnatic 3-0, obviously.
But Fnatic's dominated Origin all season long in the games that they played. I would be more excited if I... legitimately thought Origin had a chance.
Yeah. And how long? They've only had like a week to prepare too, so it's not like they can boot camp or do anything crazy to get ready. This is going to be another regular game.
Yeah. And there were rumors that Fnatic was going to boot camp, and they're not.
No, they're not going to Korea after.
No, which they shouldn't, because I feel like that doesn't help.
You know, I don't think it gives people enough time, and I think the stress of it...
I don't feel like that they get the what they think they're going to get out of it. I don't feel like they ever get out of it.
Yeah, the cost to benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's way out of skew.
Yeah, and they're not playing against top level Korean talent either.
No,
because
Korean talent
avoids them entirely. Yeah, and they will avoid them entirely.
Yeah.
So I just don't feel like it ends up being worth it.
I mean, it's a better solo queue experience.
So much trollier though.
Less trolly.
No.
Yeah, people actually take it more serious.
No.
They're just meaner.
Yeah, I guess.
They're way meaner.
More toxic. It's a much more toxic atmosphere.
Yeah, but the people actually play the game to win.
I guess. Regardless, I just don't feel like that the end justifies the means.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like taking the time, the money, the effort, flying out to Korea, doing all that nonsense, and then when you come back, you're marginally better, if at all.
It depends on how long you spend. I mean, it has to be a lot. You can't go for a week and expect to get, you know, way better. You have to go for like a month or two.
You have to go for like a year.
Yeah, a year.
You have to live there.
You do full hyperbolic time chamber.
Hyperbolic time chamber.
In a year.
Yeah, which... So it's good that they're not doing that. Good that they're not doing that. So
yeah.
Fnatic, Origin. I'm expecting a 3-0 Fnatic over Origin.
Could be close games. We'll see.
Could be close games. Fnatic is... They're a ball heavy moving down a steep hill that
there
you just
you
cannot stop. I was going to say incline, but regardless.
Incline.
going down a hill.
Hooney Hill.
Yeah, there's just, and it's not even Hooney at this point. Reckless carried all three of those games.
Yeah. So that game, the final is happening at on when Sunday. Both finals are happening on Sunday.
Both finals are happening on Sunday. Yes.
11 a.m. Eastern for Fnatic Origin. 4 p.m. Eastern for TSM CLG.
Yes.
Third place match happens on Saturday at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Same times, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Yeah. Eastern.
So I don't know what time. I hope that they're gonna, like, when I'm there, I hope that they're gonna have the, like, on the video screen, the European match.
Are you gonna be there at 11?
I don't know. I have to see. I have to make my plans. I want to be there early because, you know, I want to go around and meet people.
Sure, but I think the time difference.
Kiss hands, shake babies.
If it goes to five games for the third place match, I mean, that could be the entire amount of time.
Could be
7 hours.
It's gonna be interesting.
Just about. So yeah,
I'm excited.
Be a good time. It'll be fun.
I think it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, you gotta tweet out that you're there.
I will. I will
meet our Twitter followers.
I will.
Are you gonna go to the party, the after party?
What after party
thing? I don't know. Some guy's hosting an after party at a bar.
I might. I'll see.
It's supposed to be like an event or something.
I will be. What's that thing that people use now on the phone? Is it called like Armadillo or something? Anaconda. Where you like live stream yourself, like in short. It's not.
I know what you're talking about.
It's not Snapchat. It's that other thing.
The name.
Anaconda giraffe.
Live stream phone app.
Start with an A.
Periscope.
Periscope. I like Armadillo better.
You should write that app. Yeah.
I will make Armadillo.
You're gonna Periscope it?
I might. I don't have Periscope. I don't even know how it works, but we'll see.
I think it's like Twitter, but videos. And I don't know. Fuck.
We'll see. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll Periscope it. Maybe the first Periscope from Tower Dive will be me. Yeah. After party, third place worlds.
Getting jiggy with it.
Getting my shit. Doing my piglet dance.
Are you okay? It looks like you're sick.
Doing my piglet dance.
You got a little tummy ache there?
Do my piglet dance. That's how I'm going to take it.
I like this one more. That's good.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
So yeah, so there's playoffs in a nutshell. After this, we're balls deep into Worlds. Teams are already...
Not quite balls deep.
No, I'm just saying. Now, you know, then it really starts to pick up steam.
It's road to Worlds. And then once everyone's qualified...
At this point, we're not road to Worlds. We're like...
We're almost road to Worlds.
Roads are long. We're like walkway
to
Worlds.
We're like on ramp to the road.
Walkway to Worlds. We've gotten off at Worlds. We're walking into the building. What we need to do is pick up the program.
We're approaching the interstate.
We're there.
Get on the road. We're right there. Worlds. We're not even close.
We are.
It's like 2 months away.
It's like tomorrow is Worlds.
Tomorrow is it? No.
Worlds and the world.
Like post October, right?
When is post October?
It's after October.
Worlds. That's so many things. When's the first pitch?
2015. World. We should have researched this before we started the show.
I you know what? I feel like that would be unfair to our audience and give them a false sense of what we really do here.
Yeah, that's true. We want to give people a view behind the camera, behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Behind the curtain. It's in 42 days, 18 hours, and 26 minutes.
Boom. Tomorrow. Ish.
So, a month and 12 days. 1 month and 2 weeks. So, almost
October.
6 weeks.
October. Yeah.
Perfect. October.
Like I said.
Tomorrow. Yeah. So, we're on the on-ramp to Worlds.
We are walking into the arena.
if by walking we're like hitchhiking, you know, to get like on some type of 18-wheeler truck that's gonna take us in that general direction, and then we're gonna get off, and then we're gonna walk, and then we're gonna get to the world's building, and then we're gonna go inside
the world.
We're still a little bit out.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I love events. I love worlds. I love fucking, like, it's, I can't wait. Now you get to really see the shit go down.
Get to root for all the white people for almost the entire group stage.
Okay, I want my Fnatic to go undefeated and wins worlds. I want that Cinderella. I want that Cinderella season to happen. It's not going to.
No. That's why Cinderella's a fairy tale.
But listen, who's your team? Pick your team right now. Who's CLG. Winning worlds? No, be real.
Oh, who I want.
Who's gonna win worlds? Who is going to win worlds?
SKT.
Okay, so I'm glad we're both in agreement.
Come on,
both in agreement.
Yeah. With the evidence that we have right now.
Well,
probably
the first team, the team that, who is, now, you know where I'm going with this, because we spoke about this.
I don't.
Oh, good.
Did we?
Who is SKT's biggest hurdle that they're going to have to get past in Worlds? Would you say?
Oh, the Edward, right?
Right.
The big Chinese team, but we did talk about this. But right. They just got knocked out off camera. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not knocked out. They have to go
Not knocked out of world, but.
Yeah, they have to go through the regional qualifiers. Which is insane to me because everyone's like, oh, yeah, Edward Gaming, best team in the world. SKT, if they're going to win, they have to go through. You know, the world goes through China. You know, that was sort of the prevailing. I feel
like that's a metaphor for League of Legends and also kind of the world economic stage.
Worlds goes through China. Yes.
All roads lead to China.
So, yeah, Edward Gaming, not in a great spot, lost both of their games in the world's qualifiers.
But, I mean, everyone chokes.
Both of their series, not games. They went 3-1, 3-0.
That's rough.
That's bad.
Yeah.
It rough is be like, oh, you lost two heartbreakers, 3-2. No, you got shut down and pretty much shut down.
Yeah. Maybe there's some inner conflict there. Some infighting. Maybe they're just not as good
of a team as everyone thought. Maybe everything I said right before MSI where they haven't wowed me. And they haven't done anything to make me say, wow, Edward Gaming is fucking rugged.
Yeah.
Which I said all before MSI. Maybe all that's coming to fruition. Maybe I'm really, really smart.
I don't actually have enough information to comment on anything LPL. I'm so ignorant to
the
LPL. Now, if I was on Ask FM, I would continue that phrase with a super long speculation on what I think about LPL.
Absolutely.
But I'm not an SFM.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to end it there.
Absolutely. Well, LGD is playing KeyG.
And who's on LGD? Why are they so good?
Oh, LGD is a very good team. They have Flame and Imp.
There you go. Flame, Imp. Those are big names.
Yeah, those are big Korean names.
Yeah.
And they have Acorn as well.
Acorn.
Well, Acorn was on Samsung.
Yeah, no, I know who Acorn is.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure.
I recognize a lot of the player names. It's just the teams that they moved
over. Yeah, they have a very, very good team.
Yeah.
And KeyG, on the other hand, they have Swift.
Yeah.
Swift was on Frost. They have Doinb. I don't know who that is, but apparently he was just some high-level solo queue player from Korea.
His name's Doin.
Doinb. D-O-I-N-B. Doinb.
You should change that. You can't market that username.
Very difficult name to say. But he's got silver hair.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's not white or
what
gray.
What is it with, like, Koreans and Chinese kids with their weird color hairs?
I don't know.
Phoenix dyed his hair pink. Impact dyed his hair super bright blonde.
And then they got some other guy,
you know,
from Jin Air.
I think Piglet should dye his hair.
No way, Piglet's American now.
Is he?
He's American now, and I don't know why KeyG is so good, but they are.
Okay,
they're really fucking good, apparently. So they're in the finals against LGD, and Edward Gaming lost to Invictus. Okay. And Invictus has Rookie and Kakao.
Right.
So again, two big names.
Right.
That's why they're so strong.
So as far as seeds go, North America gets 3, China gets 3, Korea gets 3. Taiwan gets two, one wild card.
Three China, excuse me, three Korea, three Europe, three America, two Taiwan, Hong Kong, Macau, and then two wild cards.
Two wild cards. And then so that's Hong exactly Kong, what I said.
Yes, I was just repeating it.
Yeah.
The Taiwan, Hong Kong, Macau region has already been
right
set. That's AHQ and the Flash Wolves.
That's former, that's the team that was in North America, right? AHQ? They were...
You mean LMQ?
Yeah, but LMQ, didn't they leave and become AHQ?
No, they're a Chinese team.
Their players got bought up?
No, they became...
Nope, made that up, looking at their roster now.
Yes, there actually were the... Hold on. It's like Royal Club Never Give Up, one of those ones. And that's not them at all. But that's the owner who was the owner of Starhorn.
Gotcha. Glad we're clearing all this up.
Glad we really know what we're talking about.
We really, really do. We're so qualified.
I think all of those players are everywhere, kind of. Like No Name, I believe, retired.
Yeah.
Xiao Xiao obviously stayed in America and then was banned. Yeah. Who else was on them? It was Vasily. Vasily was on someone.
Vasily was LMQ. Yeah, that's what I'm talking. The jungler.
No, Vasily was their ADC.
Was he? Damn it. It was like only a season ago, and it's all just out of there.
Okay, here it is. Moore is on Kiji, and I believe he changed his name.
Okay.
Because he was their support. And yeah, he's now TCT.
TCT.
Ackerman was their top laner.
Ackerman.
He was on Starhorn Royal Club, but he retired. So Ackerman's the one that retired, not No Name. Oh, no, No Name retired as well. There you go. I'm just going down the list.
Okay.
So Ackerman retired, No Name retired. Moore's on the Kigu Reapers, however you pronounce it. I'm not Chinese, so I'm not doing the language any justice at all. So he changed his name to TCT. Xiaowei Zhao stayed in America, and Vasily is on VC Gaming.
Gotcha.
VC Stand Gaming.
Well, good for them. I'm glad they're all doing well.
Yeah. Wow. VC Gaming is. They're a good team. That's a team that looks impressive. Might not be as good as they are, but they look impressive. Didn't have a very good season though.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It is. Invictus, on the other hand, I said they're Kakao and Rookie, and yeah, they're so right. They're the third place team.
Okay.
So that's China for you. That was more than we've spoken about China, I think, in the entirety of our show since it's existed. So yeah, there you go with that.
So we're almost to Worlds. Yeah.
And SKT is gonna win.
SKT's probably gonna win. But Fnatic might go full undefeated.
But Fnatic may go full man mode.
Yeah.
That's we'll see. They're going to go Voltron style.
Well, how does that work?
I don't know. It just sounded like a really good thing
I don't
to
know
say.
I don't know if that
There's
works.
There's five of them.
Yeah. But
arms,
they're not going to...
legs, body. They're going to step on Koreans with Japanese technology.
Who's the feet on that team?
It's obviously Rainover and Forbidden.
They're the feet?
Yeah, the feet. Rainover and Forbidden. Feet.
So who's the sword arm?
Huni.
And the other, the shield arm? There's a shield, right?
I don't think you really use the shield that much.
Okay, well, who's the other arm?
Reckless. Obviously, chest, the head, the brain is obviously Yellow Star.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good, actually.
There's no chest, right? That's just where they sit.
Well, I mean, they all kind of slide into the thing.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, so it's Yellow Star.
In the head.
Huni and Reckless, and then Forbidden and Rainover.
Gotcha. That really came together well.
Right? That's worked out nicely. I think that works out well.
Yeah. So, I love it.
I can't wait. That should be their fucking poster for Worlds. That should be their hype poster for Worlds.
Yeah.
We're fucking Voltron. Fanatictron. Boom.
Fanatictron. Oh, I love it. They got to start. That'd be some great merch.
Give me those skins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fnatic.
Fnatic
skins.
Fnatic Voltron skins. I don't know how they're going to make it work.
It's just five Nidalee skins.
It's five Nidalee skins. Oh, well.
Yeah.
With legs and arms.
Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever. I love it.
Just give buy me a different Nidalee skins.
Rito, please.
Yeah.
Figure out how to make whatever I just said work. Yeah. I don't know how to help you. I can't help you.
It's just like an arm that like crawls and then like slaps.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
It's good.
So make sure you guys get on that, and they better be good.
Yeah. Speaking of skins, yes, we're on the same level.
Right there. That was brain sex. Yeah.
Gross. I hope I wore a brain condom.
I hope you did too. You gross fuck.
I want to get brain crabs.
So the project skins.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with skins of the projects.
I'm not sure if I care yet. Honestly,
I don't really know what the hell it is yet. I mean, okay, that's a lie. We do, because you can go on that website and figure it out if you have a brain and can click inspect elements.
Yeah.
So we know pretty much what they are.
Right.
I don't know, but Project Yasuo is not a skin I really care about.
I think that's just because you don't care about Yasuo.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I just don't like the skin. It's like, okay, it's neat.
I don't know. If they're good-looking skins, I'll probably buy one, at least when they're on sale.
Well, if it's a champion I want to play.
Yeah, there's that, too.
If you're going to have, like, Project Karma and Project...
Project Twitch.
Twitch and Project Teemo. I don't want that.
Yeah, Project Teemo's the tits.
I don't want any of that. I just don't... I don't need to waste... I don't need to pit... Yeah, I don't need to piss away my money on that stuff because I won't do it. I won't do it.
That's just a blowtorch. Pew, pew. It's going to make a laser noise, though.
Whatever, I don't care.
Because it's Project.
It doesn't matter.
So they look good, I guess.
Well, they don't look good. You don't know what they look like at all.
Good point. Touche. They're probably going to look okay.
I'm sure they'll look good because they make nice-looking skins.
Yeah.
But the real thing is, do I give a crap about those skins?
Maybe care. Maybe not.
Because everyone has a giant boner because they want a Zed skin. And everyone's like, Project Zed. Project Yasuo.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. People love Zed skins.
But because there's not any. Because it's just TPA and Shadow Blade.
SKT.
I said SKT.
You said TPA.
Did I say TPA?
You said TPA.
TPA has Orianna.
They have Orianna.
Which
has SKT.
Which brings me to the fact that Toys is retiring.
Oh, man. We are all over the place here.
Because
talking about esports, talking about skins, back to esports.
Well, because you said... TPA Orianna and Toys was Orianna.
You said TPA Orianna.
Yeah. And well,
don't
we were told
words in my mouth.
We were taught I said TPA Z and you said SKTZ. And I said, that's right. TPA's mid laner skin was Orianna, which is Toys.
Yeah.
He's retiring, but he said he wants to play in the NA.
Oh, what you do when you retire.
If given the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will pick him up.
He doesn't know if his English is good enough for it. That was a little blurb. I'm not doing a whole big thing.
That's a
about
good that. Point. If his English is good enough.
Well, that was he said. His was, I don't know if my English is good enough.
I mean, Piglet's English was pretty bad. He seemed to be doing okay now.
Impact doesn't speak a word of English, I don't think. Yeah,
so you're probably fine, Toys. Come on over. Red Rover, Red Rover. Red Rover.
You used to be TPA Toys? TIP Toys?
Liquid Toys. Which kind of has a pretty nice ring to
those
it.
Don't sound fun. Those don't sound fun at all. Those don't sound fun at all.
Yeah.
But back to the skins and everything. More importantly, speaking of skins, sticking with the skins, those new arcade skins are coming out in the more important thing, patch 5.16.
Ooh, it's a big-ass patch.
Big fucking patch. Patch of the Hulan.
Ooh, you're screaming.
I did. I yelled.
You're really excited about patches of Hulan.
I am very excited about how could you not be? Dodge, duck, dip. Dive and dodge again.
Yeah.
So patch
5.16.
So patch 5.16. Patch 5.16.
It's the juggernaut patch. You know,
it's the juggernaut bitch.
Getting the Garen. Wow. Oh yeah, that's nice. We're getting the Garen, Darius, Skarner, and Mordekaiser rework, so you can get them sweet ghost dragon action.
Although you don't know how Mordekaiser is going to work because apparently he's a duo laner now.
You know what? It's gonna ruin Team Builder for like a week.
Oh no, it's gonna make Team Builder worse than it already is.
Worse than
how bad was it today before we played when we were on the show?
Pretty bad.
Okay, so if it gets any worse than that,
imagine the same terrible games, but instead of having an ADC, you'd have a Mordekaiser.
I'm not worried about that because I'll probably be playing ADC.
Well, sometimes I play without you, so I'm going to be dealing with a lot of Mordekaisers.
Okay, well, then you should probably let me know before you do that so I can log in.
Right.
I'm more concerned. See, my big concern is, you know, like today we had the Akali who wouldn't come to fights, or the Fizz.
Yeah, the non-roaming Akali.
Or the Fizz who didn't look at the map.
That Fizz just had a bad game.
He was just bad.
It's a bad game.
It's because he was learning how to play Fizz. Yeah,
I was learning how to play
Fizz. Because don't you know, when you learn how to play a champion, you forget how to actually play the game.
That's what happens. You got to focus. It's so hard to CS on new champions, you forget about everything else.
It's so difficult to be like, oh, normally when I play, I'm smart, and I look at the map, and I call MIAs, but I'm learning Fizz. I'm not going to do any of that now.
Yeah, there is
like,
no...
What do you have to learn about Fizz?
There are no objectives. There are only creeps.
Nope, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't know he wasn't there. Did you see him? No. Was he in lane? No.
He's not there.
So he wasn't there. Yes, he was not there. So why didn't you tell me? I'm sorry. I'm learning Fizz.
See, he was being nice about.
I'm sorry. I'm learning Fizz.
This was a guy that was not raging. He wasn't flaming anyone.
No.
Even when people started to flame him, Hooks.
I didn't flame him. I asked him. I was actually yelling at the other guy. I yelled at Fizz. The times I yelled at Fizz was I was saying Fizz.
Don't yell.
Asking where he was.
Inside voices.
I'm outside.
I asked one brother that I was supportive. I was supportive of him.
You were complaining the whole time too.
Not in chat.
No, to me. It doesn't make it better.
Not in chat. It absolutely makes it better. Keep that nonsense out of chat.
Anyway.
Dragon timers.
Back to the patch.
At least it used to be.
Back to the patch.
Yeah, Juggernauts coming out.
That should be interesting.
Ruin and solo queue.
That should be interesting. Ruin and solo queue. All those new items is really what's kind of cool.
Two new items. There's a Tiamat Hydran item for tanks.
Yay.
That gives you a health-based cleave. And there's a new Ginsu's Rage Blade.
But not like Ginsu's at all.
A little bit like Ginsu's. So when you're a tank and you have this item and you take a burst of damage, you get bigger visually, and you get like a something. I don't know. I don't read patch notes until they actually drop the patch and I have to deal with it. Is that bad?
No, really.
I don't know. I just don't pay that much attention. I don't pay that much attention to the PBE because it's all subject to change.
Absolutely.
It's not worth focusing on. Let's see if I can find what exactly this item does. It's called something kind of dumb, too. You know, it gives you that big red bubble around you.
Oh.
It is called... So, it's a big-ass patch, though. This is probably going to be the biggest patch before they start tuning things for Worlds. And it's got a lot of different changes. A bunch of characters are getting champions.
Is this Steryx Gauge?
That one.
Longsword, Giant's Belt, 1190 gold, 500 HP, plus 25% base attack damage. Wow.
Yeah.
Unique passive, upon taking at least 400 to 1800 damage based on level within 5 seconds, gain Primal Rage for 8 seconds.
Rage!
Makes you grow in size and strength, gaining increased size, plus 25% additional base damage.
There you go.
And a rapidly decaying shield for 30% of your maximum health.
There you go.
So when you take a big bursty piece of damage, you now get a 50% increase in base damage.
Yeah, it's Ginsu's Rage Blade.
Yeah, that's been pretty. Well, that's been removed for a long time, though, hasn't it?
Now it's back,
in a new name.
Yeah, now it's for tanks.
And the other one is Titanic Hydra.
Yeah, which is Hydra for tanks.
Yes,
pretty much. Gives you instead of a fairly circular cleave, though, it's a conical cleave outward. So we'll see how those goes. I kind of have a feeling this is going to be League of Tanks again.
Yay!
We're going to be seeing a lot of Garen and Darius.
I love that. Did I say that I love that?
A lot of Garen and Darius.
Can't wait. My favorite thing in the world.
Yep. Time to dust up those vein mechanics.
Yeah, right. Okay, now we got through the fluff nonsense. Now we're getting the good stuff.
The serious shit?
Serious shit.
Yeah.
Remilia is staying with Renegades.
Woo! I'm so happy about this.
You know,
this news. Is it official or is it just the rumor mill?
I think it was official because she said she tweeted out "See you in January."
Oh, that's good.
So I'm gonna take that as for what it is.
Yeah, that she's sticking around.
that she is going to stay with the Renegades to see what's up.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. I'm happy. She's a talented player. I'm a little... I hope she keeps practicing.
The community... Well, I hope she practices other supports.
Yeah.
Because her Thresh is really good, but she's very easily banned out.
Right.
That being said, I hope more that the community doesn't act like they normally do.
Yeah.
Although a lot of them were very supportive before you tear into them, because I know you're about to. I can see you have your claws out. Just retract for a second. Retract.
I gotta clip my fingernails.
The community, a large portion of them are very supportive of her.
It's polarizing.
The thing about it is, it's not the large portion of the community that you're concerned with. It's the vocal minority. Really rude ones.
Yeah.
You'll listen.
They're the worst. Listen, Reddit.
Romilia's personal life is none of your damn business.
Nope. Not even a little bit.
Whatever she does, whatever she is, whatever she wants to be, whatever she has done is not any of your business.
Unless, according to NBA NFL rules, she's using racial slurs or beating her wife.
Regardless.
Two exceptions.
But regardless of that, like, her personal, like who she is not any of your business.
No.
Trying to find out why she's very, secretive and very private.
Let her be secretive and private.
That's like, wrong.
Yeah. It's not okay. Yeah. So don't fuck this up for us.
Yeah, listen, Reddit. It's a big deal. She's the first female to ever make it to LCS.
Yeah.
It's legit. Good on her.
I'm not saying you have to white knight her.
No. And she doesn't want that. She's not like... Yeah. She even made the point. She goes, I'm not some sort of LGBT crusader. That's not what I'm about. That's not
just
me.
Just fucking treat her like a human being.
She's a player. She's a League of Legends player and a good one. Support her. Support.
Or do nothing.
Or if you don't like her, don't like her. But just here's the thing. Nothing. Don't like her because you have something against the team or you don't like supports. Don't not like her because she's a girl.
Yeah. Don't not like her because she's not a big personality or something. You know?
Because she doesn't like to stream a lot or she's particularly polarizing on social media when she doesn't. She's admittedly very... I don't think the word she used was rude.
Crass might be a good word.
No, not crass, because crass is like you're you're rude, but...
She's a little...
But rude to the point that you say, like, dirty things. Like, crass would be like you call people, like, dickholes and stuff like that.
I think she does.
She probably does, but it's definitely more... I don't think it's crass as it is. She's just really... short with the community.
Yeah, no tolerance.
There's no tolerance whatsoever.
I don't have any fucking tolerance.
She's got no patience for them, and she's very wary to even speak with the community. She loves meeting people in person, and she even said that. She's like, people came up to me, and they were really cool. It was great, and I signed autographs and took pictures, and I thought that was awesome, and I met some really great people. But on Twitter, on Reddit, streaming, whatever, she's very hesitant to be nice. Sure. To the community.
And even then, you don't want to expose yourself to that kind of vitriol.
No, because...
And I swear to God, if somebody doxes her...
Which will probably happen.
Fucks this whole thing up.
Which will probably happen.
Why? I don't know why you'd want to ruin this for somebody.
Because there are scummy people out there.
Ruiners.
There are scummy people out there. It's all you can say, man. There's bad people out there. And it would suck if it happens to her, but I like to think that she is... prepared for whatever's going to happen. I hope she's prepared for whatever's going to happen.
Well, I hope her team's around to support her too, so it's not like she's going in this alone. This isn't like
the complete opposite of rooster in the hen house. This is hen in the rooster house.
Right? Gross.
I mean, and it's not like she's, gonna be dating any of these guys or any of that. No. There's not that situation isn't occurring.
Nope. She's just a player.
Just another player. There's nothing, on
the team. You don't have to get all weird about it.
And they will. And they will.
Don't get weird.
There will be weirdness. You know? But to the people that support her for the right reasons, good on you. She's going to need it.
I just really hope Renegade doesn't go full coast, you know, where they look great in the challenger scene.
I think their advantage is they have two very strong LCS experienced players. Yeah. I mean, one at the highest level you can possibly be at. Alex Yeesh is still one of the best mid laners in the world.
Yeah.
There's no arguing that.
Right.
Crumb's a very good jungler, knows the game very well. Yeah. Very strong jungler. RF Legendary is he's okay. And Maple Street,
who's also okay, and been on stage too.
Yeah,
at least now he's had like what, four splits of LCS.
I think three splits of LCS, two or three splits, something like that. Oh. But regardless, I mean, and he comes from the pedigree, you know, Odd Bro.
The pedigree.
He's got the pedigree.
Yeah, he's a legacy.
He's a legacy. Yeah. So, although it's weird because I wonder what's going to happen if Jeebus gets this thing situation straightened out.
I don't know.
Are they going to, you know, go back to Jeebus, or will they stick with Maple Street?
That's a good question.
Don't know.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Well, we will have to find out. Although Maple Street in that championship, the CS championship, he played the games that they won, they got him fed.
Yeah.
They worked to get him fed, and he played hard. And it was like, wow, good fucking job, Maple Street. He's not a bad player.
He's a pretty good player, yeah.
He's definitely been one of those guys who suffered from being on super mediocre teams.
Yes.
Velocity to start was a terrible team.
Yeah.
And a really toxic team. It was a really bad atmosphere. There was a lot of... The environment was really bad.
Yeah.
And then he was on Team 8. And
better team.
Better team, but didn't really mesh with them.
Yeah.
And now a team that is...
hopefully working out for him.
Well, you know? I mean, I bet Team 8, excuse me, they're having their own issues right now. I believe they have a play-in game.
Relegation game.
Oh, yeah, they have to save their spot.
Yeah. Romelia, let's bring it. Let's do it.
I would love to get her on the show.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So, Romelia, if you're listening, probably not because
you're
probably just not. Reach out to us, towerdivepc
@gmail.com.
It's all over the internet.
Oh, that's a good point.
And it's on this video on the bottom.
Is it really?
I believe so.
Oh man!
Like not on the video here, but down in on the YouTube when
we're gonna
get
doxxed.
If we get doxxed, we get doxxed.
Yeah,
it happens.
It's gross. Yeah, it is. I can't believe that's a thing people do.
It is. Grow up.
Right.
Grow up.
Like DDoSing.
But regardless, Romelia or all of Renegades, if you are watching, reach out to us, man, men and women,
people,
team,
persons,
players.
Players.
League of Legends professionals.
Professionals.
We would love to have you on the show and pick your perspective brains.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun. That could be an interesting time. I mean, you got time now. You're in. Yeah. You don't have to worry.
I'd like to get to know them, too. Yeah. You know, they seem like nice people.
I would love to hear what Alex Yeesh has to say about playing here versus playing there. Because there's the guy. There's the guy who will be able to tell you. At the highest level, he's been there.
Both, well, not quite highest level in NA yet, but I guess he's competed against.
But he's seen the best of the best. So
yeah, but his org has always been kind of shady until he made it over to Renegades.
Well, I think he always wanted to get out of Russia.
Yeah,
I feel like that was always his goal
because the Gambit org's a little shady, and M5 was a little shady.
Well, it's the same org basically,
different owners.
Yeah, same shit, different day. Oh.
Yeah, I'm really waiting. You know, I want to pull for Renegades.
I want to pull for Renegades because I really want to have a good reason to get, like, a bandana and wear it on my face.
Oh, no. On your face, not on your head.
No, on my head. I got a headband on. Why would I wear a bandana?
And to keep your weird hair back? I don't know.
Keep my very long, very weird hair back.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I want to be able to wear that bandana like Monte Cristo does.
Gotcha. Yeah. I love it.
Look, it's like I'm wearing it now.
Kind of.
Not at all.
A little bit.
Like weird. So that's
awesome.
Yeah, so that's...
Let's go, Romelia.
Go, Romelia. Tower Dive supports you.
Yeah, Team Romelia.
Go, Team Romelia. We support you, the player.
Don't go full coast.
Don't go full coast.
please.
And get better with another support, please.
Yeah, Homer Gana wasn't bad in the challenger
series. It was okay. It was okay. It was serviceable. Okay.
It's
not LCS ready.
On the same level as her Thresh.
It's not LCS ready yet.
You know?
Yeah, her Thresh is world class ready.
Yeah.
But she needs to have a second pick that's ready for the big stage.
Yeah.
At least one pocket awesome pick.
Right.
And then a couple of solid picks where it's not you're not going to lose the game because she didn't get Thresh.
Exactly.
You know, get good with Braum seems to be the hotness right now.
Yeah, Braum's the
hotness. Braum seems to be getting picked up a lot. So, yeah, try that maybe. That's our advice to you, Romelia. We're giving you advice.
That's our solo queue advice.
That's our solo queue advice, Romelia.
Maybe look at Braum.
Look up Braum. Maybe check out Braum. See what he is. See what he does for you. What does he do for you? Anything? I wonder if you can look. I wonder if you can look up. Let's see. Is she on pro builds? Does she count?
I don't know if pro builds counts. I don't know if she has her published username, her leak handle.
It's Romelia.
I mean, that's what she uses on tournament rounds, but I mean, I don't know if she solo queues with that.
Excellent question, actually. I do not know.
I don't know either. She might be on, we can transition this. She might be on Plays TV.
Oh, Plays TV.
Because I'm on Plays TV. You know, if you ever want to watch me flail around in solo queue and team builder and be bad at this game.
Her name's not Romelia anymore.
Of course not.
It's Dreamcatcher.
Oh.
She's Dreamcatcher now.
That's cute.
I'm looking up Romelia. No wonder why I can't find her. That person does not exist.
It's gone now.
That's okay. Dreamcatcher doesn't exist on pro builds either. But so she used to be Romelia. Now she's Dreamcatcher. What? Why did she change her name?
I don't know. She was doing that a lot lately. She was changing her Twitter handle. She was changing her like Facebook name and stuff too. I think she's just fucking with people.
Yeah.
So I think people are trying to lock down her shit, and she's probably just changing it a lot.
She's gonna have a different name.
Yeah, that's how much IP she has.
Oh, I'm sure they'll just keep giving it to her.
Yeah.
She's getting that sweet Monte Cristo money coming in.
Right?
That fat Monte Cristo cash.
Fat cash.
So
what else what else we got on the docket? I feel like we're running out of steam here. We got coming. Did we do it?
I think that was it. I think
we had
a
show.
I mean, we hit the points that matter.
Hell yeah.
Again, another job well done. Oh, and there's rumors about who the next new champion is.
Oh no, we missed one thing. It's huge. You guys. Brandwin's Omen is getting a new icon. I'm kidding. That's not the big thing. Server move. The server move has an official date. It's happening on August the 25th. Next week, East Coast server. Well, you know, Central United States servers. It's happening. We did it. The dream.
East Coaster.
What?
Servers are. Players on the Eastern Seaboard. Your ping shall be low. West Coaster.
Amen.
Sorry, things are going to get worse for you guys. It can't all be the Sermon on the Mount, man. I'm sorry. I gave it my best.
I'm just happy there's a date on it.
I'm excited that date is next week.
Yeah, right? That's a lot faster than I thought.
Is that Tuesday?
Yeah, it's maintenance day.
Fucking, that's going to be... Yep. And they're going to roll out. They said no one's going to notice it. Like, the hand up the Mona Lisa's skirt. So it's going to sneak... They're going to sneak it in there, and all of a sudden you're going to be playing. It's like, oh my god, my ping is 57.
Yeah.
I'm very, very, very... I don't want to say excited, because I feel like they're like, oh no, it's going to go so well that there's going to be no problems at all.
Oh, it's going to be a disaster.
Which leads me to believe that the servers will literally melt down.
It's going
to
be a
disaster.
They're
going to implode. Someone will accidentally, in their code for rerouting the servers, will type 1 divided by 0, and the servers will implode.
This is what's going to cause Skynet. They're going to turn this server online and accidentally cause the apocalypse.
Right.
And then also disable Gangplank.
But for our one shining moment, us here on the East Coast will get 57 ping.
It'll be glorious.
I will play Katarina, and I will shun Poe in and out.
be insecting all over the fucking place.
Insect mechanics.
OP.
It will be beautiful.
Yeah.
You will see me, and then you won't. Because that's what's going to happen. I'm going to flash on walls. I'm going to do all of those things that people on the West Coast have been doing and laughing at us. They're laughing at us.
Treating us like schmucks.
Treating us like second-class citizens.
Now we're the first-class citizens.
Tables have turned. You're the
second-class citizens.
You're the, there's no class now. No one has class. It's like Reddit.
You're like, was it school in the summertime? No class.
No class. Unless you're stupid and you failed and you have to go to summer school.
Then you got a little bit of class.
And you have a little bit of class. Probably like once a week. A couple hours a day. I don't know.
Remedial math, so it's not that hard.
You failed algebra, so you go to summer school. Take that, West Coast. I am really interested to see how it's going to go, because I know that on Reddit, all of the cheers from the East Coast, the collective hooray,
hip, hip.
Huzzah, hip, that we that we've all given, is met with a very loud meh from the West Coast.
They're just giving us like a big, like fat middle finger and raspberry.
It's
the
a
same
big.
Time.
It's a big.
It's a big.
No, the tongue is actually comes out and is a middle finger. It's it's pretty robust, and they're really angry about it. And some guy actually went on. I was reading a post. I forget exactly what it was, but he referred to having a ping like sub 40 was unplayable.
Of course it is.
This is unplayable.
Yeah.
Unplayable? Unplayable? I played ranked with this ping of 110.
Yeah. For like 5 years.
Yeah. For like till like yesterday. So I don't want to hear about you telling me your 44 ping or your 39 ping is unplayable. You know what that means? It means you're a dipshit.
Yeah. Go play
Guy.
We don't even want you here.
Go play Dominion with all the other bots. Jerk off when they get rid of Dominion. Because they're going to get rid of Dominion.
Didn't they talk about that?
I think they did. I remember reading that somewhere. They're going to get rid of Dominion.
Oh, it's no, it's one of the queues. It's Draft Dominion is going offline.
The fuck is that?
It's Dominion where you get picks and bans.
Yeah, right. Why? Dominion should be like ARAM. You pick, they just give you a champion.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I got Blitzcrank. Fuck.
Great.
Which, by the way, I'm very excited about the new Blitzcrank again.
Yeah. I think Final Boss Blitzcrank.
I'm going to get it. You should gift it to me. You owe me a gift anyway.
I don't owe you shit.
You owe me a gift, you
You're
fucking
never
piece
getting
of
it.
Shit.
You're never getting it.
If I could ungift you and take something away from you, I would take Pulsefire Ezreal from you.
You didn't even gift that
it
to me.
It doesn't matter. I would just take it from you.
That's not how it works.
Because you don't
That's
deserve
not how
it.
How any of this works.
Because you don't deserve it.
I didn't want a mystery gift.
You are not
You gave me one.
You're not
you
a nice person.
You can't take it back.
You're not a nice person. And a bad gifter.
I never
that.
Claimed to be.
You're a bad gifter. And you people, there's a fucking circle of hell for terrible gift givers. You
What's
are going
that
to
circle
it.
Entail? Is it just like getting like a constant amount of paper cuts?
You just constantly get bad gifts given to you. Oh. You open gifts up and they're shitty, either like re-gifted stuff or like a disposable camera, like a box of cookies, but like cookies you're allergic to. So you can't even eat them, and they make you break out in hives.
They don't make cookies out of beets.
And you get the shits.
Allergies don't give you the shits.
These ones do. It's a level of hell, dude. What do you think? You think it's that they are bound by the same laws of man?
No, but I think that they want to make it as, you know...
It's not. It's hell.
...adhere to a little bit of logic,
hell.
Feels like, you know, you're still alive.
They're cookies that give you the shits, all right?
Oh, shit cookies.
They're cookies that give you the shits. I hate to break it to you. And you have to eat them. Because then there's somebody who looks like an ant that you don't like, and she fucking stuffs them down your stupid mouth.
Oh, an ant like my mom's sister.
Yeah, not like an ant like
a big bug? That's scarier.
Yeah, no, maybe it is. It's an ant that looks like an ant.
An ant, like a big tall. Blue
her final segment is just her head, like. But she got body.
Square plastic rim glasses with the chain.
Yeah.
You know,
with the croaky.
And just like a little bit of mustache,
little stubble, and she's just shoving cookies that give you these shits down your throat. It's terrible hell, God.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah, and then you open up other gifts that are like toys you didn't want, or something you already had that you had for like a year and a half and isn't even like cool because it's not new.
or it's
like she bought you the Power Rangers toys after you like hated the Power Rangers, you don't like them anymore, and she bought you when you didn't even want. It's not like the Dragon Zord or anything cool. It's something shitty. It's the Pink Ranger.
I like the Pink Ranger.
But it's like, it looks like there's marker on it because she got it at the dollar store.
Uh-huh. Or it's like off-brand video games. Like she gives you a Leap Pad instead of a Game Boy.
It's that thing. It's like, it looks like a PlayStation, but it's just got one game loaded onto it already. You bought it in Chinatown.
Yeah.
You know, it's the
it's like an off-brand Centipede.
It's the Wii Bone 4.
It's got motion control.
Look. That's exactly what it is, and you play it, and it's just like a shitty version of a.
Instead of getting like FIFA 2015,
you get like Korean Sonic the Hedgehog.
You get like Soccer 2015.
Soccer, maybe 2015. Soccer 2012. Just... Not even real players. You get that Chinese League of Legends clone that had Shrek in it.
Right.
It had all those movie characters and shit
it's
like that.
Champions of the Arena.
Exactly. It's like season of Heroes. What? Soul?
Season of Heroes.
Season of Heroes. Season two of Heroes. The seasonings. The quickening.
It's like a Mrs. Dash character and like a Paprika.
Let's see, where was I want to find that. Before we go offline, I would like to
gonna look up
of Legends
the Chinese
off brand. China. Fake three. It's called 300 Heroes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey, God, that's too loud.
They got more than League, I guess.
Champions in it are awesome. It's got Shrek and Donkey and Naruto and Wally, and it's clearly on Summoner's Rift. Like very clearly on old
Rift.
Well, no, this was like it's like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But very, very clearly. On old Summoner's Rift. So it's Shrek. Run around. Like Dr. Mundo.
It probably is a Dr. Mundo rig.
Throwing donkeys. No, he's not actually throwing donkeys, but that'd be awesome.
That's hilarious.
It's only available in China.
Okay, let's wrap up the show.
So if you want a reason to move to China, that's it right now.
That's it. That's the one.
There you go. So thank you all again, as always. I haven't said thank you once, so... Not again, for the first time tonight. Thank you. This has been another fun-filled, instructional, informational... Is that a word?
Educational.
What did I say? Informational?
Informational.
Fuck, am I George W. Bush or something? Informational. What did that... It's late. And it's late, and Hooks is starting to wane. So you get words like informational and me saying thanks again after not saying thank you at all. Regardless, thank you guys so much. There's a bumper after this that says all the things that we would normally say here.
Don't call it a bumper. It's supposed to happen. You're ruining the illusion.
There is no illusion.
Illusion.
Illusion. Illusion. I am Captain Hooks. I'm wearing a red headband. He is Pan the Man. He needs to comb his hair.
Oh, man. It's not great.
Not looking good.
Not great.
I like it, though.
Product.
It works.
Thanks.
The hair
means
plays.
A lot,
and in some in some respect, it's somewhat dignified.
Thank you. I go for dignified.
I can tell.
Yeah,
I can tell.
He's pomade.
Hooks, Pan the Man. We will see you guys on the Rift.
Bye bye. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. This podcast is sponsored by Vulcan.com. Head on over there for all of your fantasy needs. You can bet on League of Legends, Dota 2, CSGO, COD, and Hearthstone. If you use the promo code CPTNHOOKS, that's Captain Hooks, they will match your initial investment up to $1,000. It really helps the show out, so it'd be great for you to support us. Thanks for tuning in.
And as always, you can catch us on social media at facebook.com/towerdivepc, youtube.com/towerdive, twitchtv.com/towerdivepc, and of course on Twitter at towerdivepc. Thanks for watching, you guys, and we will see you on the Rift.
Bye-bye.